How to deal with haters. If you follow my YouTube channel in Spanish, we were discussing in the morning that many times people don't start a project because they are afraid of what other people are going to say. And to be clear, they are afraid of haters, people talking shit about you. And it would be nice if they do it behind your back, but no, many times they do it online or in your face. And this is kind of painful, but that's why today I want to share some mindsets that are going to help you to bear this problem, and also some techniques that you can handle, because you don't want to fight with people, but you don't want to be passive. So what is that middle point where you can protect yourself and make it clear that you can mess with them also if they continue without fighting? So that is going to be today's episode. Before starting, I want to leave my WhatsApp if you want to buy my stuff: josebalta.com supplements, inglesparacholos.com English, and also you can buy my audiobooks, +51 9890 23986. Let's try to analyze the situation. We need to be clear that you feel attacked when the attack comes from a person that is more or less in your same level. Imagine that Joe Rogan, the biggest podcaster in the world, starts talking shit about me. He started to say, oh, Jose Balta, he has a shitty podcast, he doesn't know how to speak, his podcast is boring, his images, he doesn't edit his... whatever, you know? If he starts talking shit about me, I will be honored, will be a pleasure, because my name will be on his mouth. He will be pronouncing my name. I will start receiving his people, his attention to my podcast. So that would be cool. And that is something that we need to remember. If a person that is in a high level start talking shit about you, it's a compliment. Now, let's try to go to the other end. Let's try to check what happens if a person that is in a lower level try to trash yourself. Let's say that I'm doing a podcast and in the comments someone start talking shit about me. And that person has a podcast of just 5 followers, or maybe he even have a podcast. Why am I going to care of someone that doesn't have experience? So you need to also analyze that in yourself. When someone is complaining, let's say that you want to start your business, you start offering whatever, you know, like clothes, or you start offering electronics, or whatever you start offering on social media, and you see a person trashing you, the first thing is, who is this person? Maybe there is a high chance that it's just a random person that doesn't have shit to do and is trying to, you know, release his stress on your profile. So what you have to do, if it's a random person, just block him, especially at the beginning. Why? Because at the beginning, you don't have too many followers. And if you have a person that is coming back all the time to talk shit, it's better to block the person. Now, how to do it if it's a person that is someone that you know? Because that will happen. Close friends of you will feel envy and they will start trashing you. And I can tell you, that happened to me and that happened to many friends of mine that they started their small business. I have seen this many times. So if someone is trashing you on social media all the time, the action is very simple. Again, block the person, and when you see the person in real life, act normal. Say hello and, oh, by the way, I blocked you on social media because you were talking too much shit, but we're still friends. That's my way to handle it. So in that way, you can make it clear that you are still fine with the person in real life, but you're not going to hold shit talking on social media. And let's say that maybe the problem is not online. Let's say that it's in real life. For example, I didn't have time to mention this in the morning, but if you are working for a company and you start your small business, usually all the coworkers and even your boss maybe will have you on social media. So when your boss or when your coworkers see that you start to, when you want to start to plan a business, they will start talking shit about you, because remember, there is a high chance that even your boss is an employee. If we are talking about a big company, your coworkers and your boss are also employees of the big company. So if you start your small project and the thing pull off, you can make more money than the boss. So that's why the boss is scared. So if they start talking shit about you, remember that is that they are afraid that maybe you have success. So don't feel bad about that. Take it as a compliment. So that is the first part. Remember that most of the people that will try to talk shit about you are afraid of you, and most of the time they are below you, never above you. The next tip is, remember to collect the right feedback, and this is important. If you go to YouTube or to any social media, you will see podcasters, influencers always trying to talk back to their haters. Oh, my hater told me this, but I need to prove him wrong. That is a stupid way to handle it. You know why? Because The person who will buy your products is not your hater, so why is spending time on the person that is not interested in the things that you are selling? That's why if I have to check feedback, where are my places, what's up between my customers first. The second one is YouTube videos, but not any YouTube videos, only the YouTube videos where I talk about business. If I talk about stupid things, I don't even waste my time checking the comments because I know the people that go there will be a lot of stupid comments that are going to just distract me. Another place where I love to have feedback is in the metaverse, en el putiverso, in my case with Inglés para Cholos, but in your case you can create maybe communities between your loyal customers. Your best customers, you can place them in a, maybe in a Reddit group or in a Facebook group, but the best customers, the ones that buy you every month, you can make them interact so you can get ideas from that. So we need to listen the right feedback. Imagine if, I don't know, Beethoven, Miguel Ángel, all these artists, imagine when they used to produce their art, if they were paying attention to haters, they would never be artists. And that's something that happened nowadays. Since it's easy to receive feedback back, people are collecting the wrong data. We cannot continue without addressing that sometimes the problem is not the hater. Sometimes we are the problem. And let me tell you this story. I remember a long time ago, when I started my business, 2010, I used to have always problems with trainers. Why? Because I remember I had problems in Jindo, I had problems in Gold's Gym. I had some kind of problems also in life when it was Caminos del Inca, the gym there. Why? Because people would ask me for advice and I was not a trainer, but I still was trying to give, hey, you can do this exercise or this other exercise. The trainers that were there working, they felt threatened by myself. So that's something that we need to remember. It's like, maybe people are hating us because we are behaving in a way that is not correct. I mean, even though you can be helping someone, but if there is a professional there that is supposed to be the authority, it's better to take a step back. You can tell the people, you know, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp or whatever. But in this place, it's not the place where you can work with me because there is another professional. Always we need to respect the space. Also understand that we need to learn where, how, and what to talk. For example, there are places where you cannot bring some topics. For example, if everybody's poor, you cannot be talking about your business. You can, oh, I'm making like $2 million per year because everybody's poor. So don't be motherfucker, right? So you can talk about numbers, about money, or even about politics around the people that are friendly with you, about the people that you can trust. You cannot be just an open mouth and drop whatever because people will hate you. That's why I lost 3 Facebook accounts, one of them with 180,000 followers, imagine, during the 2020, because I was like huevonazo talking about politics on social media. You never do that. If you want to talk about politics, you talk it with your people in a close group. That is where. Learn where to talk topics. The other is how to talk topics, especially when we disagree with someone. Instead of trying to prove them wrong, that is kind of the trend. Now, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to show you my arguments. No. Just ask questions, and with your questions, try to show the other person that maybe there is a chance that he is wrong, but if he can answer your question, maybe you are the one that is wrong. I always prefer to be the one who is wrong, because if that is the case, fixing the problem is easy, because it's about me, right? So always try to, don't prove the other person that you know more, and if you know clearly that you know more, try to drop the wisdom little by little, so you don't look like you are bragging. And the last one is also understanding what to talk. There are people with small brains. I mean, we can agree that. There are people with like monkey brains. Even monkeys are smarter in comparison with these people. So trying to bring topics that are complex, you know, like complex like finance, economy. Sometimes, even though you are not talking about politics or about money, but if you're talking about complex topics, it still looks like you are trying to shame the other person. Oh, he believes he's too much shit, right? One last tip here, if you want to avoid being a piece of shit, is always water down your results when you are around average people. If you follow this podcast, I'm sure you will start to have success, or you already have success because you have the wisdom. You just need to apply it. When you start having success, most of the people are not going to have success. So don't talk about numbers. For example, if I'm talking about Inglés para Choros, I'm not saying how much money I'm making. I'm not saying how many customers I have. I'm just talking about Inglés para Choros. So don't open, just talk about actions. Don't talk about numbers, especially when you are around average people, because you never know who is listening. And sometimes these people are not the problem, but they talk with another person and now you are in trouble. Now let's go to the last part, that is how to act when you have this kind of situation. So, for example, if we are talking about social media, as I mentioned at the beginning, sometimes it's better just to, if you are just starting and there is a close person to you trashing you, just block the person. It's not a big deal. When you have a lot of followers, blocking is too much time, you know? So I prefer just to ignore. And tell your people not to engage with the haters, because that is a problem. Sometimes a hater drop a bad comment and your people trying to protect you, they start commenting below his comment. And the hater love that shit because we have the loneliness epidemic, remember? The loneliness epidemic makes a lot of people not having friends and trying to get as much attention in the way that is possible, even if it's by talking shit and receiving counter arguments on their comments. So always talk with your people, with your real followers or your real customers. Please don't try to defend me. Just leave that person lonely in his comment. And that is the best way to handle it. The other one that I like, especially when it's real life, is I love to make jokes about myself. You know why? Because many people are not able to make jokes about themselves. So when you do it, you're proving the other person that you are stronger. And by the way, you know, when I finish doing jokes about myself, I will start doing jokes about yourself. So you will feel the pain. So doing jokes is kind of scary. It's better than trying to counter their argument because show you that you are in another level. And the third one that is also so fucking good is what I call the Eminem technique. What is the Eminem technique? Remember the movie 8 Mile when they were rapping with the nigga at the end? It's yes, you're going to say this, this, this about me. And by the way, I also know all these other things. So what else are you going to say now? So it's show the other person that the biggest hater of yourself is yourself. Nobody know more shit about you than you. So don't tell me something that I already know. And finally, let's remember that we need to learn how to read people. Sometimes people have good intentions, but they don't know how to communicate. That is true. Sometimes people, especially here in Peru, well, I don't know how it's in other countries in Latin America, but here in Peru, many people don't know how to talk and they sound like arguing, like mad all the time, but they are not mad. It's the only way that they know how to talk. So let's remember that. Maybe the other person is just trying to communicate something, you know? So always try to be friendly, try to smile. I believe the best filter is a smile. If you smile, usually average people will smile back. If the other person continue with an ass face, now it shows that it has bad intention. And the best thing that you can have is not engage. Remember this. We only need to spend our energy in things that give us results. I'm talking about money, I'm talking about sex, about comfort, whatever, you know. If there is something that is discussing with a random person just to prove our ego, that is not giving anything in return and is distracting ourselves. And one last thing. Many people say, I'm going to start my business so I can prove wrong all the people that didn't believe in my person. And that is a big mistake. Remember, if we start a business, if we start a project, if we start a social media account or whatever, it's not to prove other people wrong. It's to bring value to the market. We cannot be selfish. It's not about us. It's about fixing the market using our strength. If you see it in that way, you have a mission and you are mission driven. Whatever other people is saying is just noise. You don't hear. I just want to accomplish my mission. Pitbull mentality again. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, +51 9890 23986. That is my personal number. And if you want to work with me, you can also go to my Instagram account, Tio Balta. I don't reply the MS, no contesto the MS, but in the bio, there is a link of my WhatsApp and my website. Blessings, and tomorrow we have new episode.